Well, I think that worth is such a tender thing.
It is.
And because it is, we're very tempted to find a container to put it in. And for women especially, I think that can look like a role. You know, I'm putting my worth in being a mom, or, you know, the ministry I do, or being a wife, or this position at work, or volunteering, whatever it is, and saying, I'm going to put my worth inside this thing because it feels a lot safer. Mm-hmm. And I think pausing and remembering that God alone is safe and secure enough to hold our worth.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real-life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Fourth Chair friends, we are so glad you're joining us. And if you're listening to this on the day that it launches, happy 4th of July. If you are listening to it later, then I hope that you take some time to celebrate something today, because we could always use a little bit more of that in our lives. So last week we talked about the lies we believe, and this week we are going to transition to talking about knowing our worth.
So today's confession question, again, I mean, we have like boxes of Kleenexes in front of us already. Have you ever let your worth be defined by someone else? Man, here we go again.
I think that my 20s was all about letting other people define my worth and looking for that feedback. So of course, yes. And I would say in my most insecure seasons, that was a really big stumbling block and heartbreak for me.
Yeah.
So is it people like your peers or church or family?
I would say a few key family members that I just love and adore so much, but I was looking for that affirmation and feedback from them, but that's not their gift. And then also in leadership from being in the church and different comments like that, I would really like hone in on the negativity instead of the positive things that people would say.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough, Holly.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that too. You know, I grew up in a somewhat a great church that had a little legalistic streak. And so I tended to think that living up to the rules defined my worth. And I think also I've talked a lot recently about being an introvert, but that did come to mind with this too. You know, I let my worth for a long time be defined by a culture that leans a little more extrovert. And so I thought, okay, I need to be louder. I need to be more outgoing. I need to be able to do networking and small talk without ever being awkward and look cool like I'm on a, you know, soda commercial and have every weekend packed with fun things and all these shoulds that I had lined up about who I thought I needed to be. And it has been a process to realize that those did not come from God's heart, and they are not necessary for his plan for my life.
Yeah, it's interesting, Holly. I was talking to a friend yesterday who said, man, I just feel so weighed down by so many obligations that are social. And I said, well, so why are they obligations? And she said, I don't know. I feel pressured that like I have to show up or that somehow I'm letting people down. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even, you know, well-meaning, the church can sometimes imply that loving people is about quantity.
Okay.
So the more you love people, the more people in your life, the more time you spend with people, that means, you know, you're more loving or you're a better Christian or, you know, whatever that is. And when I look at scripture, I just don't see that. I see Jesus focusing on quality, you know, on honoring each individual in front of him. You know, he only had 12 intimate disciples. Like, he had relational boundaries. And so just understanding that what loving one another looks like is different for all of us, that there is no should when it comes to the how of that. We're all to move toward it, but there is no mandate on you must say yes to every social invitation you get, or you must be on a committee, or you must volunteer X amount of hours a week. God will show each of us what that looks like.
That goes back to the podcast that we did about saying no, because there's power in knowing your limitations. There's a lot of power in knowing what is good for you and good for your family. And that looks different for every single person. It really does. Well, speaking of fireworks, I want to tiptoe into this because one of the things that, as we've talked as friends, is we always want to look at individuals. Holly, you say this, over issues. And right now, there is a huge debate going on about the validity of a woman being able to share as a teacher or to share the gospel. And it makes me really sad that that happens because I feel like that we tend to allow other people to dictate who we're supposed to be in God. So yeah. I'm going to flip this question actually and come from the positive side to say that I want to thank my husband who cries over every manuscript. Like if I know if Richard's crying, it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? And who cheers me on. He is such an advocate for what I do. And the reason that he is that he sees the fruit that happens when somebody comes to believe in Christ or their faith is strengthened. So I'm taking this to say, in a world where sometimes we're confused about being defined, that I'm thankful for those in my life who said, you know what, I'm going to take the stand of saying you are worthy. And I think about my own pastors and leadership that says, hey, God has gifted you, run with that. Or I think about other people in my life that said, I believe that you can do this. So how can we support you? So I'm thankful for that. So I don't know if I've completely evaded this. I'm just saying it is a huge issue right now where we're trying to determine as women where we fit. And so I want to say thank you to those who don't try to define my worth because of who I am as a woman.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that's important.
Definitely. And I think that having, you know, when you've wrestled with your self-worth, having those people that affirm you and looking to them and thanking them and even being honest when you're struggling with that, because yeah. The things that my supportive people say contradict completely and entirely those moments when I'm doubting my worth
yeah. Or
doubting what I can bring to the table.
Yeah.
So I think being honest and saying it out loud is really powerful with the people that are our support.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important distinction. If we're going to take on something from someone else as far as what we should do yeah. Or who we should be. You know, I think it's important to ask, is this person trying unintentionally or not to define me?
Yeah.
Or are they trying to help me become more of who God created me to be? You know, yeah. Does this lead to restriction or does it lead to freedom? Because we know Jesus invites us into freedom and freedom within the boundaries he's given us. But freedom from those man-made boundaries that he never intended.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think we have seasons. I think we have seasons in our life where, man, we are confident and all of a sudden we bump into somebody else's definition of what we should be. And when we bump into their definition, there's that wrestling. Like, is this God? Is this truth? You know, what do I do with this thing that I've just bumped into? And for me, bumping into this national conversation that's going on right now, I've bumped into that and I've decided that I clearly remember God calling me. I clearly know where he's asking me to go and what to do. And I always want to be sensitive. And so I truly just want to tune in rather than me trying to make the person standing in front of me hear why I think I should be able to do this. I'm going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that we can engage in every single encounter where somebody says, hey, you don't measure up or hey, you're not worthy. And on any issue, on anything that we're talking about.
Right. Something that my father-in-law says is that your ministry makes a way for itself,
yeah.
which was something that really kind of resonated with me from a young age, knowing that I didn't have to kick down the doors of opportunity,
yeah.
that my gifts would make a way for themselves, you know? But yeah. it was that struggle of knowing my place and my worth and what I brought to the table. So I think that that's a real thing that everybody's kind of sifting through and working through, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. yeah. One of my daughters was telling me that, and I'm going a whole different direction. But she was in a doctor's office, and her one of my grandkids, one of the kids, was just having an off day, and she was doing everything she could. And there was someone who literally came to her and said, "If you were a better mother,"
oh.
and dumped that on her. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I'm so thankful I wasn't there, because I think my head would have spinned and slime would have come out. But I just hearing that, I thought, you are one of the best mothers I have ever seen. Like, you are an advocate for your family and your children, and you're patient way beyond what I ever was. And like, she's an amazing mom. And yet there was a crucial moment there where she could embrace somebody else's junk and make it her identity. She had the opportunity. And was it hard? It was extremely hard for her to hear that. And it makes me want to be so careful. Like, if I look across the restaurant and I see that mama wrestling with that little one who may have special needs, who may have sensory issues, who may have not had a nap, and they're just trying to have a night out, am I going to judge her? Or am I going to look over and think, man, is there a way that I can just make this a little bit easier for that mom? And maybe that's just by looking away and letting her be a mom in that moment.
Yeah, I think resisting the urge to define our worth by our worst moments.
Yeah. Right?
Or to define others' worth by their worst moments.
Yeah, because we all have worst moments.
Yes, right?
We do.
So when we're in that vulnerable season or that moment where we have that messy thing that happens, what's going to help us like affirm our worth and not kind of spiral into that negativity or putting ourselves down when we flub?
Well, I think that worth is such a tender thing.
It is.
And because it is, we're very tempted to find a container to put it in. And for women especially, I think that can look like a role. You know, I'm putting my worth in being a mom, or, you know, the ministry mm-hmm. I do, or being a wife, or this position at work, or volunteering, whatever it is, and saying, I'm going to put my worth inside this thing because it feels a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think pausing and remembering that God alone is safe and secure enough to yeah. hold our worth.
Yes.
And that, yes, other people can give us input
yeah.
if they're speaking from love about our behaviors, about
yeah.
what we do.
Yeah.
But that no one else but God gets to actually define our worth.
Yeah. And I think that we have a tendency as women sometimes to take somebody else's words and we nurture them.
Mm-hmm.
We give them life. We rehearse them in our head. We think about all the things that we wish we had said in that moment.
Right.
Or when we do have our worst moment, those words come back to us and we receive them like a long lost friend. And I think we shut the door to words that hold no value and only condemnation. And it's basically saying, Holly, what you were saying, that what God says about us is what matters.
Yeah, we need a lid on that container.
We do.
So like, I will hear you, but I'm not letting that in unless yeah, it aligns right. with
yeah. truth. And I'm not going to polish it and nurture it and put it on a shelf in my heart where I give it room. Like, you don't get a door in who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yeah, you don't get access to my worth. Yeah.
No.
Something that I will say to myself is that my worth is not dependent upon my performance. And that is just something, because I am an introvert. I can be like, you know, dorky or whatever, but to just
we
kind
love
of
that.
Yeah. You know, and to embrace that side of me
yeah.
and enjoy it is just such a, it brings even more worth. But to say, you know what, I had a flub, but that doesn't minimize my worth at all.
Yeah.
That just makes me relatable.
Right.
It makes me human, and it makes me eager to learn and grow from that experience.
Yeah. Well, and we're followers of Christ, which mm-hmm. means that we model his example. So there are times when I'm wrestling with bumping into someone else's definition of my worth, that I go back and I look at the example in the words of Christ. And what I see when Christ met anyone, but when he met women, he always elevated them. Mm-hmm. He always did. He elevated them with grace. He elevated them with mercy. He elevated them by a new step in their life. Like, go and see what's out there for you. Right. You know, and so I find my worth in the fact that I am deeply loved by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that I am anointed by the Holy Spirit, and that I can do all things through Christ. And so, and if he says no, if I bump into his definition, not of my worth, but his definition of what I'm supposed to be doing, then that is absolutely something that I will listen to. Yeah.
But he gets the final word in
our
lives.
He gets the final word.
He gets the first and the final.
He really, really does.
So if someone's listening and thinking, you know, I can so relate to this, but, you know, when it comes to my everyday life and what I'm right in the middle of in this moment, you know, what are some practical ways that I can apply this? What's a step I can take, hopefully in 5 minutes or less, yeah, that will help me protect my worth?
Can I just be honest and say that sometimes when we ask this question, there's not really easy answers.
No,
to that.
There's not.
And I think this is one of them. I think that there are areas that we struggle in that we can't solve on our own. And so this is an area where for me, I need something bigger than me to help. And so being able to immediately go and just say, Lord, what do you say about this? I need to hear what you say. And if there's something that I need in this area, show me what that is. That's also godly counseling. Mm-hmm. That's a godly friend who is thriving in an area where your worth feels attacked, and just finding a mentor or a friend. You know, sometimes we just need help.
Yeah. Right? And I think, though, that's a first step. That's been, you know, 5 to 10 minutes today, pull out a blank sheet of paper or a napkin, start answering, you know, I've let my worth be defined by.
Yeah.
And recognizing it. And then taking what you discover, like you said, to those deeper resources.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, because it is such a personal, deep thing. So when I've looked to other people to affirm my worth, that's when I know that I need to pull back and look to Jesus. And it's been that soul work, just like what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, and also just let's be aware of who and what we're allowing to define our worth. Mm. I mean, really be aware of that. Take a strong look at that. Right. And for example, what happened in the doctor's office with my daughter is maybe did this woman have the right to speak to and into my daughter's heart the way she did? She did not. She really didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't helpful. It wasn't anything. But at the same time, that puts it into her hands to say, am I going to allow this person to be able to tell me who I am as a mama?
Yeah. So, and I think sometimes doing tangible things like writing that on a piece of paper and ripping it up or burning it or, you know, whatever it is, like putting it through the shredder. That could be another exercise for 5 minutes. Write down things people have spoken over you and then destroy them.
Okay. Get the shredder.
And this might need to be something that they do repeatedly until they're free from it. So I know what it's like to just kind of be stuck in this area for a really long time. So don't be discouraged if it takes you a little while to unlearn something that that quality of looking to other people to affirm your worth, or looking to what you produce to affirm your worth, whatever it is, just to know that that's going to be a daily working it out with Jesus thing. And it might take you some time, but one day you're going to get there. So next week we are talking about Build Her Up. And I'm so excited to talk about ways that we can affirm one another. So we've been talking about Holly's book, What's True About You. And I think that this is a beautiful devotional to look at ways you can affirm your worth. So if this is something you're struggling with, just to have these daily reminders and something that you can read through on a daily basis until this sinks into your soul, this is such a beautiful thing for you to have in your hands.
Yeah. And friend, I want you to know you're worthy because he has made you worthy. You know, so if there's that voice in your head that's been in there way too long telling you what your worth is or what it's not, I want you to know he says you're worthy because of his great love for you. That's the truth.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.